evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is your friend, the Last Nighter, again, speaking from the Gesundheit Little Theater. Row A, seat 5, behind the pillar with a box of Allegretti chocolates and a program that has seen better days. We're broadcasting the Little Theater program tonight by shortwave from the charming little German suburb of Nixkamerhaus to Biesbereich. In one moment, you'll hear the station announcement through the courtesy of the Adolf von Schlemiel, Pig's Feet, Plowshare, Packing Case, and Picklewort.
This is DJD, Sessa, Germany.
Where?
Sessa.
Sessa who?
Sessa me, wise guy.
That's all I wanted to know. Goodbye, please. Twerp takes a holiday.
Now we're getting someplace. And I hope you'll pardon me if I wax a bit poetic. But I seem to sense the strains of sweet music, a gentle wafting of a perfume breeze.
Hello, crackpot. I guess you may as well get conventional and give out congratulations. Twerp and I are going around together now.
Is that so? Well, are his intentions honorable?
I'm afraid so.
I see. Well, well, here comes Joey now.
Of course, I was really here all the time. We just put that line in to make it sound better. Or does it? Well, what's with you, Piddleby?
Well, I hear you're in line for congratulations.
Oh, yeah, it was a case of love at first sight, after all these years.
That's nothing. I knew a couple who were married for 12 years. They didn't start caring for each other until they got to arguing and battling.
Well, that was a case of love at first fight. This is cute stuff.
Look, Joe, what made you decide to get married?
Well, to tell you the truth, Annie's father just got a job at Montgomery Ward.
He did, huh?
Yeah, in the gun department. Of course, Piddleby, I'm really a home lover at heart anyway. I've always wanted to come home after a hard day at the office and slave over a hot stove. You know the patter of tiny Pekingese feet and stuff? But do you know something?
No, what?
Well, I've been a little bit worried. As a matter of fact, I've been a little upset.
Yeah, how could two?
You say two?
Live as one.
He said one.
So what to do?
Don't ask me.
It's all been done.
You said it. Now we can go and get married. Now everything is all set. Because everyone that I see says they want to help out you and me. You know, first I talked it over with the furniture man. And he suggested such a marvelous plan.
I suppose we're going to pay for it whenever we can.
Yes, sir. You got to give credit to Twerp.
Well, did you talk it over at the grocery store so we can charge the stuff we want?
Yes, and what's more, they've got a boy who brings it right to the door. You got to give credit to Twerp. Well, then the butcher and the baker.
What about the guy who sells the ice?
Well, he proved to me he had a heart. Because the butcher and the baker...
Don't forget the guy that sells ice.
Wait a minute, is that gonna start? Look, why don't you pick the landlord if he must have an affair? All an iceman ever does is get in my hair. So take it easy, Annie, or I'll buy a Frigidaire. You gotta give credit to Twerp.
Is that so? Well, I talked it over with a vegetable guy. He says it's been months since you even offered to buy.
Well, I haven't had the dough to stick in his eye.
Well, he might even give credit to Twerp.
That's so.
And have you talked it over with a guy who sells the rug?
Yes, I told him I'd pay him off in the stuff that comes in jugs. He looked at me so wistfully and he said, I think you're bugged.
So he wouldn't give credit to Twerp.
Well, no, but the butcher and the baker...
No candlestick maker?
Well, he was proud but had no brain. He held his head up high with his nose at the sky and the poor guy drowned in a heavy rain. Well, anyhow, I settled my clothing store finance. The lug I.O. called up and gave me a song and dance. He said I'd pay for the coat and vest or he'd take back the pants. You gotta give credit to Twerp.
I'll say you gotta give credit to Twerp, because Twerp will never pay cash.
That couldn't have been aimed at me. I didn't have the last line. Anyway, here's a touch of human interest barging in on our little theater. Here we have four local gongsters. That is, they were recently thrown off Colonel Bone's amateur hour. And they're now working their way through a nightclub. A few bird imitations by the Hungry Four.
Some folks sing opera.
Some folks sing flat.
Some sing like sawing wood. I'm one like that hillbilly.
But when the dicky birds sing in the tree,
I feel we ought to try and sing like these.
Sam.
Let's all sing like the birdies sing.
Tweet, 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 tweet.
Tweet, 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 tweet.
Let's all sing like the birdies sing.
Tweet, 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 tweet.
Let's all warble like nightingales. Give your throat a treat. Take your time from the birds. Now you all know the words. Tweet, 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 tweet. Let's all sing like the cuckoo sings. Let's all sing like the hoot owl sings. Let's all sing like the ducky bird sings.
Quack, quack, quack.
they all came along with the very same song.
Quack, 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 quack.
Let's all sing like Chevalier sing.
Every bit of green seems to whisper Louise.
Let's all sing like Joe Brown sing. Let's all sing like Lou Randy sing. The song we like best is sung by Mae West. Why don't you come up sometime?
Woo! On with the dance, or the drama. Tonight, realizing that Christmas is but some 300-odd days away, our brave little band of thespians truly live up to their motto of first with the worst. Stealing a march and a leftover Tinker toy set from a downtown toy department store, our little men decide to do their Christmas chopping early and hack away at a Yuletide drama.
What?
Don't ask me no questions. You're about to hear, as you have never heard, A Christmas Carol by Dickens.
By whom?
By gosh.
That's better. However, Joe, my personal favorite is Robert Burns.
Well, I like cigarettes myself. Just a light skyrocket with, of course.
Ah, you don't get the idea. Philby means the great Scotch poet, Robert Burns.
Oh, well, I think that Dickens is the greatest writer of all time. You know, if I had my way, I'd recommend a monument for him.
Well, what would you recommend for Burns?
Oh, any good salve, I guess. Quiet, Piddleby. And now, as a little innovation, we'll name the cast of characters for you, none of whom appear in the play. The part of Ebenezer Scrooge by Joe Twerp. Tiny Tim by Joe Twerp. Bob Cratchit by Joe Twerp. Kris Kringle by Joe Twerp. And, oh, yes, Joe Twerp, played by Annie Boom.
For how much?
For all he's got, the weasel. Look, Twerp, what's Piddleby?
I've often wondered. However, the show must go on.
Why?
Well, you've got me there. I don't know why the show must go on. Actors just always say that when their grandmother's 17-year-old pet Pekingese passes away, or consolidated goldfish goes down 30 points. You know, like the college boys say, I die for dear old Rutgers.
Is that so? Was there ever a case of anybody actually dying for Rutgers?
Well, it was a case of a man dying from Rutgers once, but it turned out later it was just a case of misspelling on his hospital report. But seriously now, Annie...
Wait a minute, Q-Ball. My name isn't Annie tonight.
Is that so? Well, then, prithee tell me, my wee baggage, what is your name?
Well, tonight my name is Minnie.
Minnie? Well, hello, Minnie. I'm glad to meet you. Look, what's the idea of the big change tonight?
Well, I went to a new beauty shop yesterday.
I see, and they were too busy to wait on you.
Yeah, they were... Wait a minute. What are you doing? Rehearsing for the part of a badly mutilated body?
All right, said Twerp, rather subdued by this time. Why did you go to a new beauty shop?
Well, they insulted me at the old one. All I did was ask the girl for a clay face pack.
And what did she say?
She said, okay, sister, here's mud in your eye.
That's a very funny line. I wish I'd said that.
Don't worry. You probably will.
Yeah, I probably... Hey, I wish you wouldn't talk like that. You know, I could kind of go for you. You think you could go for me?
Yeah, with a club.
Oh, well, as the French always say, a denouement petit... Oh, you don't understand French, do you?
No.
And I can speak freely. As the French say, a denouement, a petit patin, n'est-ce pas, c'est vous, c'est who, c'est nani-nani, and a handful of ostrich eggs.
You ought to know, Twerp, you're laying them.
But fast. Anyhow, translated, that little Gallic gem means that the mayor is going to remove all the traffic buttons from the streets.
That's swell. They were always right where I wanted to drive anyhow. But look, what are you going to use in the streets instead of buttons?
Zippers.
Say, that's a very funny line. I wish I'd said that.
Okay, go ahead. Say it.
Zipper.
You see, the punch is gone.
The Mystery of the Disappearing Punch, presented by the Ducky Wucky Ready Dug Post Hole Company. The Ducky Wucky Ready Dug Post Hole Company brings you this thrilling drama, The Mystery of the Disappearing Punch, to acquaint you with their complete stock of ready-made holes for all occasions. In our catalog... We feature assorted holes for putting in Swiss cheese, square holes for round pegs, and our super gigantic fur-lined holes for crawling in and pulling in after you. Just send us your name and address, and we will mail you absolutely free a sample hole for putting in socks. And speaking of socks, reminds us of our drama, The Mystery of the Disappearing Punch.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is your friend, the Last Nighter, again.
You just said that.
I thought it sounded familiar. Well, no matter. Our scene is laid in a railroad station, so get set for some exciting moments. Yes, sir, here comes the old express around the bend.
Toot, toot.
And here come the British around the other bend.
Bang, bang.
And here comes Twerp through the breach.
Breach of promise?
That's almost worth ignoring.
Why, you lug. For 2 bits, I'd knock all your teeth out.
What's the crank?
I said for a quarter, I'd knock all your teeth out.
Listen, for 15 cents, I'll take them out and save you the trouble. All right, Jimmy.